Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Building Passive Income Streams with Digital Products. Now let's dive in. Here's a sobering truth. 87% of entrepreneurs fail at building passive income because they're solving their own problems instead of their customers' problems. Think about that for a moment. The very thing that makes us great entrepreneurs, our ability to see solutions, becomes our biggest blind spot when we assume everyone else sees the world the same way we do. Most digital product creators are guilty of what I call the problem-solution gap. They build what they think people need, not what people actually pay for. It's the difference between creating a masterpiece that sits in your garage and creating something people line up to buy. Research consistently shows that successful digital products solve urgent, specific pain points that customers actively search for solutions to. The key word here is actively. There's a world of difference between a nice-to-have and a must-have, and that difference determines whether you make $100 or $10,000. This is why I always advocate for the market-first framework. Start with existing demand, not your expertise. Use tools like Google Trends, dive into Reddit threads where people complain about their problems, research what your competitors are actually selling. But here's the crucial step most people skip. Validate before you create. Pre-sell your concept to 10 potential customers before building anything. Building passive income streams with digital products works best when you follow market signals, not personal passion. Let me share Sarah's story. Sarah is a brilliant productivity consultant who spent 6 months creating a comprehensive $497 course for entrepreneurs. She poured her heart into it, recorded hours of content, built beautiful workbooks. She sold exactly 3 copies. 3. But instead of giving up, Sarah did something most entrepreneurs won't do. She actually talked to her customers. Through those conversations, she discovered something fascinating. Her audience's real problem wasn't productivity at all. It was setting boundaries with difficult clients. They were plenty productive when clients weren't calling them at midnight or demanding endless revisions. So Sarah pivoted. She created a simple $97 template pack called Difficult Client Scripts, ready-made responses for every awkward client situation. No fancy videos, no complex modules, just practical solutions based on actual customer requests. She made $4,200 in the first month and now generates over $2,000 monthly on autopilot. The lesson isn't that her expertise wasn't valuable, it's that she was packaging it wrong. She was answering questions nobody was asking. Here's what I want you to do this week. Interview 5 people in your target audience. Ask them one simple question. What's your biggest frustration with this area? Listen for patterns in their exact words. Those phrases become your product titles and marketing copy. Create a simple pre-order page describing your solution and aim for 10 email signups before you build anything. Use their language, not yours, when describing both the problem and the outcome. Remember this, building wealth isn't about having the best ideas. It's about having the most needed solutions. Stop creating what you want to sell and start selling what people want to buy. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.